All right. We got a lot of stuff today and some sports and some other things. Let's just do this. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. AJ Hoffman, the role model. John Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-3776 is your number, 713-780-ESPN. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776, and it's a Tuesday, and usually everybody's in a bad mood. Don't be today. Just have some fun. Although, admittedly, my day did not get off to a good start here.
Why?
I came in today in a fantastic mood. Best mood ever.
Someone was in your office.
Something like that. And I got a bunch of work done this morning, got a great workout in, got on a run. Man, I'm feeling just full of energy, stoked that I'm going to go play poker at Lions tonight after the show. Mm-hmm. Just in a great mood. Come in. Remember yesterday someone had hijacked my office?
Yes.
I go in there today. They've stolen my chair.
Really?
Yeah. Now
having that lock on that door doesn't seem so ridiculous.
No,
I want a lock.
I put a sign on my chair saying that if you steal this chair, I will hunt you down and kill you twice. And I put a couple little things on the chair that if I'll know that it's my chair, right?
Yeah.
So if someone steals it, I'll know who did it. And I will hunt them down and kill them. But am I being unreasonable here about this? Somebody just walks into your office and takes it over one day, and next day they just walk in your office and steal your chair.
This kind of seems like people.
Who are you asking? What do you think I'm going to say?
What do you think I'm going to say?
Yeah, well, I'm just curious. I just want to know if I'm being unreasonable by putting a sign on my chair.
I have to lock my mouse in my desk because people take my mouse.
Yeah, listen, this is old hat around here.
I know but now it's happening to me. I mean, the idea of an office is supposed to be a private space to work, right? Isn't that the theory?
That's what I always thought, but I've been told. I mean, if you say that, you're basically a diva.
Okay, well, I shut the door. I left the door shut now. But, I mean, this is the second chair that's been taken out of there, too, that I know of. Maybe three.
Terrible.
No, it's the third chair. So, you know, I get it. There's not enough chairs right now. We're moving everything around, and they had people in today. But why is it that mine's the first place they say, oh, let's just go in here?
Yeah.
Nobody cares what he thinks.
Yeah.
So they're just lucky I'm playing poker tonight and I'm in a great mood. Otherwise, jihad would be declared. Full-on jihad against Culture Map. But I'm a team player. I'm just going to bitch about it.
Good.
So,
like a diva. Like a real diva.
Well, okay, fine. Fine. If that's what I am.
What's next? You're going to want internet?
Oh, don't even get me started on that. I have... Not that you need internet to run a website or anything, but I had to post a story. I had to come over here to do it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I saw Fred walking back and forth.
Yeah, John's looking at me like, why is he carrying his computer back and forth? Oh, so I can post a story to the website. Yeah, nothing serious.
Well, Fred, today I accomplished something great.
Yeah, you were talking about that before the show. Share that with the people.
I have finished the Texas Monthly Barbecue Tour, the top 50 barbecue places in Texas. I've eaten at all of them now. And what sucks is I've eaten at Franklin before, which was my last stop, but I hadn't eaten it since they started the contest. And then, of course, I would have finished this contest back in August, but Hurricane Harvey happened, and during Hurricane Harvey, Franklin Barbecue caught on fire. So it's taken me a while. Today was their first day that they were doing pre-orders since they've reopened.
Yeah.
And, of course, I was there. And I got my passport stamped. I went to Yeti and claimed all my prizes. They're mailing me all my prizes.
Nice.
Yes, I've finished them all now. I've conquered the challenge.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. This will be my legacy as a man.
Well, that's a pretty good accomplishment, man.
You're telling me.
And you had fun doing it.
Yes,
so.
And I'm fat.
Well, that's, you know, that'll go away.
That's part of it.
That'll go away.
I'm gonna get to work.
Yeah, that's I started that this way. I'm back on my path to trying to. I'm back on my half marathon training program, so I'm diving right in. Today was a good day too. So I'm eating less now.
Yeah,
especially since it's kind of a pain in the ass to eat because I have to either cook it myself or go someplace right now.
Yeah.
So yeah. But that's awesome. So what kind of stuff did you get from Yeti?
I got two of the Tundras. Like they're 45 quart Tundras. I'm going to end up selling both of them for like cheaper than you can buy. I'll sell them for, I don't know. They're worth like $350 retail.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to sell them for $300 a piece and then buy a really big one. Because I already have like a Yeti that size. I have like I think a 55 quart or something like that. So I don't. That's the thing. I don't really need all this stuff, but I want it. I don't care. For me, it was more about accomplishing the mission.
You've earned it.
Yeah, and then I got a couple of tubs.
Yeah,
that are they're like keg tubs, basically.
Yeah.
But they hold ice forever. We had one at a party at my house like a couple months ago. And we filled it with ice, put a bunch of beer in it, and we're pulling beers out of it all night. Went to bed. When I woke up, it was still full of ice. Like, that doesn't happen. So it's a pretty cool little toy. I got some of those soft side coolers and a bunch of cups and jugs and everything else. T-shirts, hats.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. Good times.
So, what'd you think of the football last night?
What did I think of the MMA fight that took place on Monday Night Football?
Yeah, that was a very physical game.
I'll say. It's not surprising between those two teams. They seem to have a history of that. But it got a little bit out of hand, it seems. And obviously the big story that came out of it was Ryan Shazier and what's going on with him. He was the he was the guy who ended up being the most hurt, but his wasn't really an effect of a dirty play. You know, he didn't tackle properly and he ends up, I don't think he's permanently paralyzed. They say he's like, it's looking up.
Yeah. But it's hard to say right now, but it does sound like it's one of those things that will get better.
Yeah.
And he'll be fine.
If I'm not wrong, the same thing happened to Tommy Maddox a couple of years ago.
Yeah. That's the exact one that they mentioned.
Okay. And he didn't miss very long if I'm not mistaken, but
like a week.
Is that it?
Yeah, he missed
one. Oh, okay.
Week.
Well, that's even better than I thought.
I think this might be a little more than that because it might be a little more serious, but you never know.
But yeah, I mean, that's an unfortunate thing. But that's kind of football.
Yeah.
The other stuff that went on, that's not really football. You know, the hit on Vontaze Burfict, that's not really football. And it sucked because all the Steelers after the game were like, "Oh, that's karma." Like for what?
Yeah.
For Vontaze Burfict doing something a year ago, 2 years ago. I don't know. And then the hit on Antonio Brown in the end zone late was dirty, too. It's just an ugly night. But, I mean, other than that, it was at least a competitive football game.
Yeah, yeah. Boy, I kind of felt bad for William Jackson on that play on the sideline, not pushing Le'Veon Bell out of bounds.
Yeah, oh, man.
And I get what he was thinking. It's, okay, he's out of bounds. I don't want to get a penalty. But you got to be sure there, even if it's just a touch. You got to make sure he's out because whistle hasn't blown yet.
Yeah, and then the other guy like looks at his and like, "Hey, what's up? Why didn't you knock him out of bounds? I thought you had this." It's like, well, I mean, you could have reached your arms out too, bro.
Oh, man. 713-780-ESPN. More news for you here on your Texans.
Okay.
Two more on the injured reserve today.
Let's hear them.
C.J. Fedorowicz.
Okay.
Bruce Ellington.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That guy actually stepped up and done some good things. Bruce Ellington is... Are we expecting Will Fuller back at some point?
Well, you would hope. They promoted two players from the practice squad, McCoyle Pruitt, a tight end from Southern Illinois, and DeAndre White, the wide receiver from Alabama. So that's what they replaced him with.
Okay.
So you're down to guys who should be driving trucks for a living at this point. Or flipping burgers.
Yeah.
But, yeah, well, that's life. That's a shame because Ellington was like you said, he'd stepped up, was playing pretty
good. Yeah,
well.
I mean, and he was actually a nice little target for Tom Savage because, mm-hmm. you know, they found a way to get on the same page at least. So that's I mean, listen, again, I hope those guys are okay, but it really doesn't matter.
Right.
All it's going to be, it means it's just going to be harder to field a team next week. It gets worse and worse.
At this point, it's are they 4-12 or are they 5-11?
Right.
That's all that's left to decide. What pick do the Browns get to screw up is what it amounts to.
Yeah.
So the
it's like walking up to your house and seeing it on fire and then going, "Oh crap. I think I left a candle burning in the bedroom." It doesn't matter.
It's kind of like, is it just going to burn up the first floor or is it going to be the second floor or two? I don't know. We're going to sit back and watch it. I'd almost like to just ban all Texans talk for the rest of the season. I mean, what are you going to say? What is there to say?
I don't know. Honestly, I really don't. I mean, I guess there's still the idea that guys are trying to fight for a job next year.
Yeah.
You know, including the head coach. But, other than that, there isn't a lot.
I kind of think the head coach should be back.
I do, too. But that's obviously still up in the air.
Yeah.
I mean, my opinion is he should be back, but I don't think that's a unanimous decision. And you and I aren't the two guys who just get to say, he should definitely be back. And then the Texans go, oh, okay, Fred and AJ think that? Boom.
Yeah.
No, they don't care what we think.
No.
So it's still a story. But I think a lot of the players as well. Like, are a lot of these players going to be back on the roster next year? You know, how many of these offensive linemen are going to be on the team next year? How many of these defensive backs make the cut next year?
A lot of people want to know what your top five.
Everybody wants to know what the top ones are. Yeah. I didn't have everything at every place. I went to every place once. I have a handful of favorites. I can't narrow it down to this was the best because I didn't eat everything at every place.
Right.
Franklin is always really good. I went there today. It might be a little bit overrated even because it was number two on the list.
Mm-hmm.
And I like Le Barbecue in Austin, I think, better than I like Franklin. But there's a lot of the Cadillac in Dallas is really good. Evie Mays in Lubbock is really good. And then here, I think Killens, Tejas, and Corkscrew are all as good as anywhere in the state. So there's good places, a lot of good places.
Well, that's one hell of an accomplishment.
Thank you. I'm very proud.
Does this mean you're going to be writing a column for Culture Map?
I don't think so because I don't know how I would. I don't know how I would order it.
Well, we'll come up with something. Okay. I think how the trip went and some of the things you were talking about before the show with Barry about how your kids got to go and all this stuff, and you made it a family trip. Just about how we did this and this and this. I think that'd be a fun story. I think people would like that.
Well, I'll try to figure something.
I'm
not a writer like you, Fred. I can't piece that together. I can tell a story, but I can't write it down.
That's all writing is telling a story. Just tell the story of your trips. Just exactly what you were telling us before the show.
You know who told a great story? Home Alone 2, Lost in New York. That was a great story, right?
I don't remember if I even saw that.
Well, I tell you. You know why? It's the 25th anniversary. And the 25th anniversary DVD is out now. And you can stop at Raising Cane's. You can get an always fresh, never frozen chicken finger basket. You can get gift cards. You can get the limited edition Kevin plush puppy. And look for the movie on DVD, Blu-ray, and digital. It's rated PG. They're teaming up with Home Alone 2 to celebrate the release of that DVD. And the plush puppies there at Raising Cane's are really great gifts. And you purchase one of those Kevin-themed plush puppies, and 15% of the net proceeds go to support a local pet welfare organization, which is really cool of those guys. And if you buy a $25 Raising Cane's gift card, you get a $5 bonus card free while supplies last. And if you haven't had the food at Raising Cane's, I don't know what you're waiting for, guys. It's always fresh, never frozen chicken fingers. The premium cuts of chicken. They've got the great cane sauce, the crinkle cut fries, the garlic butter blend Texas toast. It's so good. The fresh squeezed lemonade. They do it all the right way because they care about their food. They've got one love, and that's making the best chicken finger meals. That's what they do. 25 locations and counting in the Houston area. Find the one nearest you and make tonight a Raising Cane's night. Raising Cane's, one love.
900, better dial Dave.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. And, yeah. That's basically it. Just call.
That's it.
Yeah. sorry, I was doing something. There's not enough time on these breaks.
No.
Because I have... I'm trying to find a photo for this story that's a mess on Sports Map, and I finally found one, so I was trying to send it, and then I had to do my live read.
Yeah, don't you have minions to do that stuff?
No. I have no minions. I have one... Josh helps me with stuff.
He's kind of your minion.
Well, he's not a minion. He's like, when I'm on air, he handles everything, but I had to send him the photo.
So he couldn't look up a photo?
Well, no, because it's one somebody sent me.
Oh, okay.
So we can we talk about where the playoff picture is right now? Because I think that's kind of interesting.
The NFL playoff picture?
The NFL.
Okay.
No?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just curious. All right. NFC, you actually have to be good to have a chance, right? Right now, Vikings would be 1-10-2. Your Eagles, also 10-2, would be the 2 seed.
Yeah.
Rams, 9-3. 3 seed.
This is going to be a strong playoffs for the NFC.
Check this out. Check out who your 4 seeds, the Saints at 9-3. Your 5 and 6 seeds right now, Seahawks and Panthers.
Yeah.
At 8-4.
That leaves out the Falcons.
It leaves out the Falcons. Lions are 6-6. They're probably in trouble here. Cowboys are 6-6. I don't really like their chances from here. Packers 6-6. They get the Browns and maybe they get Aaron Rodgers back. But even so, I mean, you're 2 games behind both the Seahawks and the Panthers, so that's a tough field there. That's what your playoff field should be.
That's what it should be like.
Yeah, you should be a good team having to fight for position. And then we get to the AFC, where right now the Steelers are the 1 seed, but they play the Patriots, so it doesn't matter.
The winner of that game is the 1 seed.
Yeah, 10-2, as are the Patriots. Right now, the 3 seed, and I got to say, this team's not that good. The Tennessee Titans are 8-4.
Wow.
The 4 seed... the 6-6 Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeesh.
5 seed would be the Jaguars, also 8-4. And the 6 seed would be your Baltimore Ravens. Still in the hunt. And I'm
what are
I'm
the Ravens? 7-5?
They're 7-5, yeah. Buffalo 6-6, Chargers 6-6, Raiders 6-6, all still alive.
Well, Chargers and Raiders are very much alive because their division
they're in the division
is for the taking.
But they're also 1 game out of the wild card.
Right.
So are the Bills, but the Bengals are 2 games out at 5-7. I think we can stick a fork in them.
I think if you're 5-7 now, you're done.
Yeah, although you're only 2 games out of a wild card spot. But realistically, yeah, you're going to get a couple teams in there that just aren't very good. I still think the Chargers are going to be the team out of the West.
Do we give the breaking news about Willie Taggart?
We have not given the breaking news about Willie Taggart. Is it official?
Willie Taggart has been hired to be Florida State's next head football coach.
Good luck with that one.
After 1 season at Oregon.
Hmm.
Okay. Man, I just don't get it. But
I don't either.
I mean, I guess that's where he's from.
Yeah.
But and Florida State's it's a big boy job for sure. But man, that's a. You're going to leave a bad taste in people's mouth. If
things don't go well there for you, you're going to have a hard time getting another big-time job, I can tell you that.
Yep.
Our boy Pete Crate had it last night on Twitter.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. And he was getting a lot of bleep for it because he was apparently called the blowhard from Houston that doesn't do anything but just sit on his couch and eats potato chips.
Well, that's kind of true.
Yeah, but he, I don't know. Mm.
I mean, did he, like, have a source that told him that or what?
I got to check his Twitter, but he said, I remember reading it saying that Willie Taggart's going to leave Oregon and go to Florida State.
Okay. Well, I mean, if he said it, like, I mean, Fred and I have been saying that for a while, but not in, like, a...
We didn't tweet it out.
It's not like a matter of fact.
Yeah, let me check.
Because that's a difference. Like, I think we all assumed this was going to happen, but I haven't reported it as, like, some sort of a fact. But I'm also not a reporter. I remember one time, I don't remember what it was about, something about the University of Texas. When I first got here, I had somebody give me some dirt on somebody there. I don't remember what it was. And people lost their mind. And I was like, listen, I'm just – this is why it would suck to be like a real reporter and like break news. I don't need that in my life. I'll wait for somebody else to break the news and I'll go, oh, okay.
I'll be honest.
I'll wait for Patrick Creighton to break the real news around
here. When I was doing that, the Twitter wasn't that big of a deal.
Right.
So it wouldn't have mattered. You actually were breaking it in a newspaper.
Yeah, the his exact tweet was, Ducks head coach Willie Taggart will leave Oregon to become the new head coach at FSU per source.
Okay, so that's reporting.
17 hours ago. Hmm.
Interesting. Good for him.
Yep.
So,
did it gain him many, many followers?
It got him, like, I think almost 300 likes.
Oh. Well, I tweeted out a weird thing from the Aggie message board. And
what was the weird thing from the Aggie message board?
I think it was some dude trolling, but it's hard to tell with Aggie, like, what's real and what's not real.
Yeah.
Let me see. I'm trying to pull it up. Surprisingly, the internet's not that great in here. I got 213 retweets and 552 likes.
No, his was, okay, his exact was 208 likes, or 208 retweets and 214 likes.
Okay, I dominated him.
Yes, you did.
I dominated him. He almost caught me in retweets, but I dominated in likes.
You also dominated him in followers, too, so.
I said I've seen a lot of weird stuff from Aggie fan in my life, but this is the weirdest stuff ever, maybe by anyone. Some Aggie message board guy, again, I'm guessing it's a joke, but you don't know with Aggie. Is Reveille there? He's talking about Jimbo Fisher's press conference. I'm really interested to see if Reveille and Fisher have a natural bond and if Fisher willingly reaches out. Reveille is a huge part of our university and football program, so if she has an instant affinity for Coach Fisher, I think that will speak volumes to our recruits. If you could, please take and post video of their initial encounter. Any still shots of Coach Fisher petting Reveille would also be appreciated. Would prefer it taken from side so I can see as much possible of both of their faces.
That's got to be a joke.
It's got to be.
It has got to be a joke.
But it's still really funny.
It is. It is.
And, of course, Twitter ran with it, which is great.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think what Reveille has to say is important. Isn't Reveille in charge of the Corps?
Yes. Reveille's the captain of the army, of the Aggie Army.
Well, there you go.
Everybody knows that.
So it looks like those some of these dominoes.
Well, who's going to Oregon now?
Well, I'm guessing that Kevin Sumlin gets a call because he did not get the UCF job.
He's going to get a better job?
Yeah.
Like,
it's
what?
Possible. It's possible.
I mean, if so, Kevin Sumlin is a magician.
Because he didn't take UCF because that went to Josh Heupel.
So he passed on it? Like, was he offered?
I think he was. I know they were talking to him, but it's like we talked about. I think he can do better than that.
Man, Josh Heupel, that's not a bad hire. Like, he did a lot with that Missouri offense. And he
brought in Randy Shannon. DC,
that's not a bad hire at DC.
No.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I can't imagine that he would get. I mean, and maybe he would. Maybe that's who they'll call. But that would be crazy if Kevin Sumlin got that job. You know who I would call if I was Oregon? Mike Leach.
Yeah. Boy, if you could. I think he could win there.
Yeah.
If you win Washington State, you damn sure can win at Oregon. So, I don't know. I think that would be a better job, wouldn't it?
Oregon over Aggie?
Probably so, yeah.
Yeah, you got a better chance of winning year in and year out.
Phil Knight's got tons of money.
There's money there. Yeah.
Let's take a phone call. Mike, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, sports.
Enjoy the show. I just read an article about Alex Cora, the new Boston manager, ex-Astro assistant manager, apparently get into an altercation with Jeff Blum and AJ Hinch in a bus after a game. I don't know if you guys heard about this, but I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
No, I don't know anything about it.
No, that happens all the time. So,
yeah.
Guys have disagreements on buses.
I want to see video, though.
Yeah.
If there's a real fight.
If they fought, yeah.
A baseball player fight, I'd watch that.
Oh, yeah, because those guys are so tough.
Yeah. They're legit.
Baseball player fights are the worst.
Yeah, my favorite thing last night was Kevin Durant pretending like he wanted to fight DeMarcus Cousins. Trust me. And Kevin Durant does this all the time. He always starts jumping around and acting like he wants to fight people. Like, first of all, DeMarcus Cousins is way down on the list of people I would want to fight in the NBA. And Kevin Durant literally weighs like 115 pounds. What is he going to do to DeMarcus Cousins?
And he bench presses like 8 pounds.
Yeah, it's not going to go well.
There's a few basketball guys who are really tough and I wouldn't mess with, but most of them don't want to fight. And they shouldn't fight. If you're Kevin Durant, What's the worst? The best that could happen is you don't get your jaw broken.
Yeah,
and miss 6 months.
I've got a list of possible head coach replacements at Oregon.
Yeah, let's hear him.
Matt Campbell.
Who just signed a 6-year extension, so that would be funny.
Yeah, probably not now.
I don't know. That seems like a weird fit for Oregon.
Yeah. Okay. A Midwest guy. James Franklin.
Be a good one.
Would he leave Penn State for Oregon?
I don't know. That would be interesting.
Charlie Strong?
Ooh.
I don't think I've seen enough.
No. I don't think that'd be a
good hire. Picture this one either. Les Miles, former LSU coach.
Nah, I can't really see that as a fit.
Gary Patterson.
That would be interesting.
Mike Leach.
Also interesting.
Chad Morris.
I like Chad Morris. I think that's a too big of a job for him right now.
Okay.
I'd like to see a step in between.
Mike Norvell, the Memphis head coach.
Same thing. I like Morris better, but... Yeah, I'd like to see more than 2 years with Justin Fuente's guys.
Yeah. Justin Wilcox, Cal's head coach. Okay. He's also a Duck alum. But it might be, I don't know if he's done enough yet either. Then it has the list of the most likely candidates, and there's three of them. One of them is Kevin Sumlin.
Okay.
The other two, Mario Cristobal, who's the Oregon offensive coordinator, and Jim Leavitt, who's the Oregon defensive coordinator.
Leavitt would be interesting because the guy was a damn good head coach before he got in trouble and is probably one of the better defensive coordinators in college football. Cristobal, you can have. Yeah,
my guess is he's going to go with Taggart to Florida State because he's a Miami guy too.
Yeah.
And he worked at Alabama, so he's got Southern ties as well. I think Leavitt might be the best name on that list. And Oregon's defense was really good this year.
Well, remember what he did for Colorado's defense last year. I mean, the guy is a damn good defensive coordinator, and he was a good head coach.
And he worked with the 49ers. So you're talking about a guy on the West Coast with NFL experience? I think that flies.
And if he goes out and gets a really good offensive coordinator, which is what you'd have to do with a coach like that,
yeah,
I think it'd be interesting. So... That's the name I like best on that list.
All right.
So.
You know what I like? Grilled meats.
Oh, who doesn't?
Everybody does, Fred. You know where you need to go if you want to make great grilled meats at your house? Texas Star Grill Shop, of course. What's on your Christmas menu? How about a pecan smoked prime rib or a hickory smoked ham? Maybe a smoked turkey? How about that? Go see the experts at Texas Star Grill Shop. They're going to help you find the grill that's right for you and your holiday spread. You tell them what you like to cook, what you're going to be cooking. They will hook you up. They've got wood pellet grills like Traeger, Memphis, Green Mountain, gas grills like Weber, Sabre, DCS, and Napoleon, charcoal grills like Kamado Joe, Primo, or the Weber Charcoal Center. They've got a variety of outdoor kitchen components. They can help you design and build an outdoor kitchen. And the spring location, one of the largest grill displays in the entire state. They got tons of grills out there in spring. All the prices below retail, which is obviously a great thing. That's what you're looking for, below retail. And they offer free delivery and assembly on everything. Stop by Texas Star Grill Shop. Check out the holiday sale located at Shepherd and 59 in Houston and on Luetta in spring. TexasGrillShop.com, Texas Star Grill Shop. We have your...
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Bleacher Report saying, source tells me Jim Leavitt is expected to head to FSU with Taggart, which I'm sure if he got the head coaching job, he wouldn't. He'd stay in Oregon. But if he doesn't, yeah, I imagine that would happen. Jameson asking, I wonder if Chip Kelly would have gone back to Oregon if he was waiting another couple of weeks to pick a job.
Probably.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if there was some bad blood there when he left. You know, because... But
you know what, though? Usually, and I don't know if Oregon's smarter than Texas Tech. I like to think that they are. Usually, you look at things and say, you know what? If you'll help us win, it's what's best for the program. Let's do this. Let's sweep it under the rug.
Somebody said Chad Morris is heading to Arkansas. He's one of the guys that's up for the job. But Hunter Yurecek just now stepped in up there as AD. So
it seems like a reasonable.
It does. Pete Thamel says he's got four guys on their radar.
Okay.
Chad Morris, Mike Norvell, Dana Holgorsen, Mike Leach.
Okay. Is Dana Holgorsen, like, is to me, West Virginia and Arkansas are equal jobs.
Yeah. Excuse me. And Holgorsen got a nice deal last year, so I don't see him going. But Mike Leach's name's going to pop up for everything, it looks like. Oregon would be a good fit.
I think. Interesting.
Yeah. Be a lot more fun there. But... Well, that creates some intriguing things. And finally, I know you've been saying this for a while. Why hasn't Tennessee talked to T. Martin?
Yeah.
Apparently now they're talking to T. Martin.
No, listen, they've run out of other guys who'll take the job.
Philip Fulmer's running the thing now, and that's his guy.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But
if I were them, I would give Peyton Manning a lot of money.
Really?
I don't even know if he can coach, but I bet people would come play for him.
Well, he didn't have to coach. He can just be Herm Edwards.
That's true.
He doesn't even have to know the name of the team. He can just come in and hire all the assistants and let them do the work and be the CEO, and people will come play for him because he's Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's message boards that are saying that. Just hire Peyton Manning.
I'm sure there are.
Yeah. I think it's a normal sign an extension at Memphis. That doesn't mean a damn thing.
No, they don't care.
No.
For places like this. That,
yeah, it doesn't mean anything.
Memphis buyout money isn't. It's not too much.
If Arkansas wants him, Arkansas gets him.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Same with Oregon.
Yeah. But I'll be curious to see what happens and what Arkansas does. So. Yeah, and Jay just tweeted that Mike is out staying at Memphis. No, it doesn't mean he's staying at Memphis. Believe me. But I still think if I'm a big school, I want to see two or three more years out of him. At least two more years. Because... That program was built up really well when he came in, and we've seen what Fuente's done at Virginia Tech. So that's one that I'm not 100% sold on yet. I like him, but I need to see another year at least, maybe two. But yeah, it doesn't mean anything if they sign an extension. You guys ought to know that by now.
Yeah.
They always say the nice things that, oh yeah, happy to be staying. Then whoops, buyout.
Been real.
Oh,
I want to stay here forever.
Arkansas
until now.
Yeah, and there may be other jobs pop open here too. If somebody else surprising leaves, I think you could see certain.
Yeah, wasn't Tom Herman going to stay at Houston forever? Until he wasn't.
Yeah, well,
maybe. I mean that's every.
He signed his extension after year one, and then
yeah, that's every coach who's not at a big time program. They're looking to get a job at a bigger program,
and. What happens if, say, Holgorsen leaves or Leach leaves? Jeez, I'm sneezing up a storm in here. I think I'm allergic to something.
I hope so.
Yeah. But if those guys leave and those jobs become open. So he says he just signed it today. He would leave after signing? Yeah.
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 I mean, the buyout would be there. But then
Willie Taggart just left after 1 year in Oregon.
Yeah.
So, yes.
They don't care.
Yeah. If something came up.
If the right offer comes around,
yeah,
and everybody's like, oh, that guy's a real douche. Yeah, maybe so.
See, and there's also the agree to it, and then a lot of times, if they're up for something else, they won't sign it right away. So, yeah, people keep saying, when are they ever at Bolton? It's happened, trust me. Trust me. I know everybody wants to think, oh, that means he's staying. Coaches' contracts are... basically meaningless.
Yeah.
I mean, they can leave whenever they want. How many years did Fisher have left on his FSU deal? Wasn't he signed through 2024?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
No. And there was somebody very recently who did that, who agreed to a new extension and then later that year.
Your boy, Lane Kiffin.
Well, that's Lane. Yeah, I mean, college coaches are, it's silly, but they're free to go. whenever. Kiffin did it. Now Taggart's done it. I mean, there's nothing to hold them there.
No.
Even when they get the contract.
And honestly, what happens is there's going to be people who are upset.
Yep.
And they're going to be Oregon people, just like the people who are upset at Lane Kiffin were Tennessee people. And as long as he didn't burn your school, why do you care?
Yeah. And as far as – and I think Memphis is about as good an AAC job as out there because they've got money to spend. Yeah. You can win there. And
I think Houston's a better job.
I think Houston's a better job. I think UCF is probably a better job, but I think they're on the same par. I mean, I think Memphis is a top three job in that conference.
Okay.
And because they spend a ton of money there.
Yeah.
They got all that FedEx money.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think you can recruit that area real well. You can get good players. So, yeah, if I'm a decent coach and my choice is Arkansas or another year here where I can win 10 games and maybe get a better job.
Yeah.
Sorry, Arkansas.
Cincinnati's the other program I'd put in that conversation.
Yeah, Cincinnati's up there.
And maybe USF is working their way into
USF
the talks.
USF was, yeah.
It used to be ECU was up there, but they've really fallen off. You know, and Navy's I would guess it's a cool place to coach, but there's a lot of difficulties that come along with that.
You know what? They do compete pretty damn well, though, at that level.
And you know what? Tulsa used to be really good for a long time.
Yeah.
And they're pretty bad now.
And they kind of went through that stretch where they were the team that supplied coaches to everybody.
Yep.
In both basketball and football.
Yeah, yeah, you take that now.
But, you know, that and part of it is, too, they haven't really – it's like you look at what Houston's dumped into facilities, what Memphis is going to dump into facilities. All those schools kind of did the lesser version of the facility wars because they were all trying to get in a bigger
– right.
Conference. So not every coach wants to be at a big time conference. From you guys' previous comments, Navy, although a national brand, isn't a major program. Coach Numitalo turned down BYU. BYU's not in a major
conference either. You think that coach is turning down Notre Dame?
He said he'll never leave. He's happy making $2 million a year coaching. Yeah, I'm sure he is happy. And
you know why? Because he's at a school where he can run that stupid offense and no one cares. Because let me tell you, if he got a job at Ohio State and tried to run that offense, they'd run his ass out of town the next day. So that's he's got a good fit. That doesn't mean that Oregon's going to knock down his door because he's a good fit at Navy. Because no one else is running that dinosaur offense that he has to run because he doesn't have any talent.
And it's not like he's winning conferences there.
No.
So, yeah.
But, yeah, but I mean, passing up BYU from Navy isn't that's not a massive – I mean, that's not a massive upgrade.
No.
I bet
you're going to get all the BYU people saying that.
Well, it's the reality. I bet if Oregon called him, it'd be a different tune.
Yeah, agreed.
If Florida State would have called him, yeah, he might consider that. Hmm.
Still can't believe the Illini hired Lovie Smith. How appealing is that?
That's horrible.
Yeah, that was
just, horrible. Yeah.
All right.
Some people just think that, like, you know, as long as you got a coach with a name that people recognize, you're good. Arizona State. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
You need a guy who can actually coach football.
This is probably one of the more interesting years, though, for
the coaching carousel. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I think the fact that Jimbo Fisher jumped ship is, I think, the biggest story.
Well,
by far.
If Oregon does hire Kevin Sumlin, how weird is that? That they all just like that circle of coaches just rotated one spot.
Yeah,
like all right, you go over here, you go over here, you go over here. The same three coaches and the same three jobs. That'd be weird.
I do think Sumlin's offense might play better in the Pac-12. And
I think so too.
Yeah,
I don't disagree with that. But you've got to be able to get a quarterback too at that place.
Yeah, well, he's been able to do that.
He did it once.
He's done it twice in his life. He had Case Keenum, and he had Johnny Manziel. And the rest of the time, they haven't been that great.
Yep.
So, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And, guys, if you're having problems making it work, we can help you. And dealing with ED is actually easier than talking about it. And there's an easy, affordable solution right here in town. But you need to talk to your doctor about it. Go ask about Sildenafil. Same active ingredient as Viagra, and Summerwood Pharmacy right here in Houston has it for a fraction of the cost. That's right. They have a better solution for your performance needs. You're not paying $60 a pill here. Sometimes you're paying less than 10. And you can get a prescription mailed to an address you choose for free next day. All you have to do is call 281-225-4300 or go to myedrx.com. And if you've already got a prescription, you can switch it over to Summerwood and save a bunch of money. If you don't have one, go see your doctor and tell them, hey, put my prescription in at Summerwood. If you need information, go to their website. They've got a video that will tell you everything you need to know. That's myedrx.com or give them a call, 281-225-4300. Time to get back in the game. Myedrx.com, Summerwood Pharmacy.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. This poor guy on the text line is trying to talk about the Navy coach. Yes, he has one less conference championship than Herman and has played in as many. Tom Herman was there for 2 years. Your guy's been there for, what, nine? Look, I'm glad you like him and you're happy with him, but let's stop with that.
If you're happy with him in Navy,
yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, quit, you know. And let's not use the one example of a guy who didn't go to BYU as an example of why other coaches won't leave to go to bigger programs, because they all do. It's just a terrible example.
By the way, he lost to Army. I mean...
Well, and they play again this week.
Yeah, I don't want to clown the guy too much, but
no, he's
because I'm an Army guy.
He's a good coach for that level, but that's a terrible example.
Yeah.
So, please stop.
Yeah. Nobody wants to better themselves. Nobody wants a better job. Nobody wants more money and more prestige. That's for the birds. They just want to be comfortable.
Yeah, some people are happy at the places they're at, but
Gary Patterson's a good example.
Yeah, Gary Patterson's a better example.
Gary Patterson's someone if you want to leave.
Yeah, you want to use an example. That's the one to use. But how many of those are there?
One.
I'm asking. Who's another one? Tell me.
I got nothing.
Kurt Ferentz, maybe?
Yeah, he's had offers. He's had opportunities. But they overpay him. He
gets way overpaid.
Yeah.
But boy, we're not talking
there
about
ain't a lot of guys, man, yeah. who have opportunities to get better jobs and are just like, nah, I'm good here. I'm just going to grind it out here.
But that's no reason to assume that a guy's just going to stay somewhere because, oh, this is, believe me, as a UH guy, I know exactly how this works. When you hire coaches that have success, they're going to get a better job. And if they don't have success, you get rid of them and you try again. By the way, Navy is a 3-point favorite against Army.
All right.
Just throwing that out there. So, I mean, that's when you hire a guy, you want him to be successful, knowing that you're going to lose him at that level. That's just how it is. And it says Bill Snyder. Yeah, sort of. I don't know that he's had a ton of offers because he's so old.
Yeah, I don't know who's looking at that guy now.
Oh,
I mean, once guys get past a, like, you know, so and I say this, but then people continue to hire old past their prime coaches. But you know, who's looking for a guy who's in his 60s to be the young face of their program? Nobody wants that.
Hey, I got to tell you, it's time to get on the map. SportsMap.com is your one-stop shop for all things Houston sports on the internet. The site covers all your favorite teams, trends, and events. Check out content from some of your favorite radio hosts, John Granato, Charlie Palillo, Barry Warner, A.J. Hoffman, me, and more. If you aren't on SportsMap every day, you're missing out. Check it out right now, SportsMap.com. There you go. About Mike Gundy?
For who?
For... like a guy who hasn't left.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, listen, he got offered the job at Tennessee. Is that really a big upgrade?
Not really.
I don't think so.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Somebody's like, "Well, what the coach at Michigan State?" Michigan State's a big program. That's there's a big difference between that. Even Michigan State and TCU aren't quite the same. Gary Patterson could have gotten Aggie and a lot of guys. he wanted it. And he's happy there. It's pretty rare.
You know what's pretty rare, Fred?
Good people who want to help you.
That's right. Having an attorney who's like not a snake. So those are hard to find, too. That's where Ben Schoen comes in. Listen, guys, the insurance companies, they are trying to screw you. That's just the facts. They do not want to pay you very much money. And when life happens, you want to have someone like Ben Schoen at David Lowe & Associates by your side. An experienced attorney with homeowners, renters, and commercial claims. He's going to make sure the insurance companies don't bully you. He's going to get you the best payout possible. His payouts average 2 weeks. And he's looking to get as much as possible for you. He doesn't get paid unless you get paid. He's local. He has specific knowledge regarding the state of Texas. It's not somebody who flew in, you know, after the hurricane hoping to capitalize on some insurance claims. That's not the case. I've sat in a room with him and talked to him. He's a real guy. In fact, he listens to this show. This is a good dude who you can count on. You've got friends to help you get through the tough times. He's got over 10 years of experience in dealing with homeowners insurance claims. And if you are just going with like an adjuster, that's not going to work if you have to go to litigation. An adjuster is not going to represent you in court. You need a lawyer, and that's where Ben Schoen comes in. Check him out online, disasterrelieftexas.com, or give him a call, 832-871-5067. That's 832-871-5067, or disasterrelieftexas.com. Don't let the insurance companies get the best of you. Hit up Ben Schoen with David Lowe & Associates.